T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan, and a good Thursday morning to you. Thanks for making the show part of your day on the day after the Nats managed one hit day.
That's all we got was one bleeping hit. You can't say bleep on the radio. That's all right. Nobody's listening. That was fun. Glad I stayed up for that, Nats. Whatever, though. Still off to a good start here in the second half. But Ryan Rayburn hit second. Dusty's trolling us at this point. Their lead is so big, I now am convinced that Dusty is a P1 of this show. He tweets under a different identity when he tweets us at FunnyDanny at Grant H. Paulson. He knows how much it irritates us, and he's just doing it to bother us. That's what I think the new thing is.
You might be right. I don't think he's ever thought about us for one second myself.
No. Front of his mind. Always
really?
On his mind.
You think so?
Willie Nelson style.
Very much interesting. A day ago, I told you that late night Nats is my favorite thing in the world. Not when they're only getting one hit and when they're losing 7-0. For whatever reason, playing so late at night while I'm laying in bed watching the baseball club on my flat screen high definition television, not as enjoyable when they're losing by 7 runs and not getting any hits.
The former Nats farmhand, Alex Meyer.
A lot to get into today. We're going to talk about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins at some point. By the way, at 10:30, Le'Veon Bell also didn't get a long-term deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. His contract dispute with his team being viewed way differently than Kirk Cousins. Why? He's being viewed as really smart for not accepting a deal and playing on the one-year franchise tag. Whereas around the country, a lot of people are saying that Kirk Cousins is making a mistake.
And Bell might hold out, by the way. Cousins is holding passing camps and will be there day one through the end. Did you see the really vicious statement that the Pittsburgh Steelers GM released? With the acrimonious contract negotiations?
I must have missed it.
Oh, well, it was hidden in invisible font on invisible paper that didn't exist.
By the way, he actually has a unique name that would be easy to mispronounce. I'll bet you they got it right. He actually has a name that I've never heard for anyone else before.
Le'Veon.
Right.
Beal. Yeah, I don't know. Weird that they get guys' names
right. They called
right.
him Le'Veon Bell or something, I guess, in the statement.
Weird.
So we'll get into that at 10:30. Also today, an all-time quarterback list came out.
This was good.
I love this stuff. I namely love this stuff on July 20th, to be completely honest with you.
Sure.
Because it's the perfect time of year for rankings. But you know how I like to operate. I like putting things in order. I like top five lists. I like listing things in any kind of numerical setting that you can. That's kind of my element. I think we should do a different top five on the show every single day called Grant and Danny's Top Five, and it should be about nothing to do with sports.
Mm.
Whatever. I just want to put lists together.
Is that an idea that just got born? We'll just count down five things every day?
I'd be happy. We could call it five things, I think. We could just steal it from Peter King. I love lists. I like talking about things and ordering them and seeing how we compare on our views on different subjects. That's all I want in my life. 10 executives and former coaches talked to a really talented writer at ESPN.com in the last couple weeks. And he put together, based on their top 10 lists, the top 10. And then I, yesterday, texted the link out to a bunch of people around the league to get their thoughts. But I've got some takeaways from that list. A couple guys that I thought were way too high. A couple guys that I thought were way too low in that top 10. So we'll get into that in the 12 o'clock hour as we talk all-time quarterbacking here on Grant and Danny. But let's start off with Bryce Harper being out of the lineup last night. Harper got a day off. Chelsea Janes, who covers the Nats beat and is more plugged in than we are, had the opportunity, I guess, to talk to Dusty about the day off before the game actually came. I was disappointed when I saw that Harper had the day off because he's homered 5 times in his last 5 games.
He's scalding.
He was 4 for 4 with multiple extra base hits, nearly 3 of them, by the way, had 2 of them 2 nights ago. And so my point was, you don't get a day off when you had 2 days off within the last week, and you've got another day off today because the team doesn't play. When you are the hottest that you have potentially been all season long, he is scorching. He's sticking to the pan. He's absolutely on fire, burning. Light bulb left on all day hot. And yet he takes the day off. But my point, which I made on Twitter, was basically taken by people as a shot against Bryce for not wanting to be in the lineup, which is not what it was at all. I was saying do not fill out a lineup card without his name in it. Now, Chelsea filled in a blank where she came back and said Bryce talked to Dusty, who wanted to give all three of his position player all-stars a day off shortly after the break because he views the travel to and from Miami, which I just did, as taxing and a problem and basically way too arduous for them to not get a day off sometime very quickly into the second half.
Because it's not just, hey, you went to Miami and played a game. It actually is exhausting. I'll add to this. It's where everyone else gets a break. The guys that are going to the All-Star game, it's a constant, there are parades, there's a media tour, there's events, there's availability. It's not like a regular game where you're just, hey, I came to the ballpark, I stretched, I worked out, I did my lifting, and I got 30 minutes and I got to deal with jackasses like me and then the regular reporters and whatever else in the open locker room. This is a constant, you've got to be on and flashing because this is, hey, a sports showcase, everyone's here, take a picture, sign an autograph, kiss the baby, et cetera, MLB Network TV stuff. There's a lot of things that happen, so it's not really a break at all. So I understand wanting to give guys an off day.
I do too. I think that they have a day off today naturally, and I also think there are 2 days off after your last obligation on Tuesday. Now, granted, you probably have to fly back on Wednesday, but that means pretty much Wednesday afternoon or evening you're getting home, and you're home all day on Thursday for a day off. So I don't think that a day off is as necessary today or tomorrow or yesterday as it is when you've played 21 days in a row. There were plenty of built-in days off there. But that said, I mean, there's really no reason to argue about that point because they have a 12.5 game lead in the division. And as I say all the time, it is more important that Bryce Harper is Bryce Harper in October than that he is right now. Hitting two homers last night on national TV puts the Triscuit crackers in my stomach on my couch for that one night. I care so much more about him in the division and league championship series. And Dusty's got baseball acumen, and if he thinks he's going to be more able to play well in October by giving him that day off, I don't have a huge problem with that. I just philosophically think it's weird when there were 2 days off that already happened this week and another one coming that while he's the hottest that he's been all season maybe, that he needs another day off now. My general philosophy on days off, by the way, are that they should come when you're scuffling. Everyone needs days off. It's 162 games over 183 days, and there are plenty of times where you're playing 2-3 weeks at a time without a day off. As a manager, I would do my best to give those mental breaks. I have two kind of thoughts on this that govern me. One, when you're not going well.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when you have another day off coming the next day, so you actually get like a 2-day break, which is why I understood what he did with Bryce to some extent yesterday,
right?
Because now he gets 2 full days off. I hate days off when guys are at their best. Baseball's so much about timing and confidence and
rhythm.
How you feel. It's a game of streaks. And Bryce is one of the streakiest, hottest hitters. When he gets rolling, he carries a team for a month. He's the MVP of the league. He hits 17 homers in a 45-game stretch.
So my general philosophy is on your reading out of your book as well. I also add, though, that there are sort of special cases, special rules. So Tony La Russa used to do this to everybody, for example, even guys in their prime, young guys with great legs early on in the season, get guys off their feet because the grind's going to hit you. I would have, for my older players or guys that have been off injured in their career, I would do something similar for Ryan Zimmerman and Jason Worth if he was ever healthy, that Dusty has done, where it's day game after night game. It's almost policy that Zim doesn't play because you're trying to preserve the guy who has been banged up every year for the last 7 or 8 for that September-October run. He's had wearing injuries where it's been a hamstring has gotten hurt, where he's tweaked this, that, the other thing. So, but what I want to get to, though, for last night is the dichotomy. Now, you and I railed against this where the hot takers, the Dan Dockages of the world, would scream and yell when a basketball player, when a LeBron James would sit out a national TV game, or Greg Popovich wouldn't bring Tim Duncan on a road trip when they were playing Sunday Night Basketball, whatever the hell it was, right? Last night, this was a Major League Baseball showcase. Now, the Angels stink. They're not very good. And nobody cared about Alex Meyer versus Gio Gonzalez, with all due respect to them. What ESPN said, there are a bunch of games last night. We're selecting this one for Wednesday Night Baseball because we want the world to see Harper and Trout.
Right.
And the reactions were disproportionate. That's all I'm offering here for this.
What you're saying is that people got mad at LeBron when he would sit out a nationally televised game.
Furious at
him.
And
no one had a problem with Bryce doing it. And here's what I would say to that is LeBron gets a lot more days off. I mean, from a physical standpoint, he's playing sometimes 2 games a week, most of the time 3 games a week, and getting 4 nights off.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is different. Now, Bryce obviously had the days off after the All-Star break recently, so it goes against my argument. But I don't think Bryce should get any flack for taking a day off on national TV. I think it is more apt to give LeBron or an NBA player days off if you're going to give someone days off. But I, when we talked about this, was Team LeBron. I was Team Cleveland Cavaliers. I was Team San Antonio Spurs when they said all their starters.
Yeah.
You owe the network nothing. The Nats owe ESPN nothing. Sorry, they do. There is no reason they've got to play their or put their lineup together to benefit a television network. What's best for my ball club? That's what Dusty Baker should ask himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7,000 other questions about the Nationals. And then question 7,001 can be, what time and on what network are we playing tonight? And he still shouldn't factor that in. By the way, we should point out one more thing as we open up the phones for calls on this. From Chelsea Jane's Twitter account. Dusty wanted to give Harper a day off after the break, which wasn't a break for him. Harper asked for it to be out here, meaning in Los Angeles against the Angels, where he can spend the day with his family as opposed to in Cincinnati, where he would have had his day off in the last series. Dusty gave a day to his All-Stars, and Harper is last. Murphy already got his.
Mm-hmm.
Zim already got his.
And he wanted it in Los Angeles so he could hang out with his dad, sister, fam, everything. I got no problem with that. I have no issue with that.
And nobody should. My point is, guys get days off all the time when they're hottest. And we saw it with Ryan Zimmerman earlier this year, and it sent him into like a week and a half where suddenly he just wasn't hot anymore. I need guys not to be given days off when they're at their best. When you're struggling, that's when you should get the call to go, hey, man, tomorrow I'm going to give you the day off, take a mental break. But the more important factor here is what you just got into.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we can take calls on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067, which is all the people nationally that were upset at either Dusty or Bryce or both or the Nationals for not, quote-unquote, playing ball here. Trout versus Harper was on the networks. ESPN, I saw at one point, was on a split screen with another game. I don't know if they were that bothered by it, that they decided that they were going to do that early on. Nats Angels. But do you think there's a comp here to the planned days off for teams like the Cavs and LeBron? And why is there a disproportionate reaction? When in the NBA guys get days off, it's a big problem. But yet yesterday, when the Nats gave Bryce Harper a day off, on national TV, it wasn't as big of an issue. We'll get into that. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.